From Wikinews, the free news source, this is the Audio Wikinews Brief for Tuesday, June the 23rd, 2009. I'm James Payne, and here are today's current stories. The President of France, Nicolas Sarkozy, Monday, in a speech to a joint session of both houses of the Parliament of France, stated that the Bura will not be welcome on the territory of the French Republic. In the speech, Sarkozy said that we cannot accept in our country women imprisoned behind a mesh, cut off from society, deprived of all identity. This is not the French Republic's idea of woman's dignity. He stated that the Bura is not a sign of religion, it is a sign of subservience. France is home to Western Europe's largest Islamic community, with some 5 million Muslims living there. Tensions have started to rise again between the United States and North Korea. North Korea claims the United States have planned to start an atomic war against them due to Obama recently affirming the nuclear protection of South Korea. Singapore has stated that if a Korean flagship, the Kangnam, is carrying a weapon that is in violation of the United Nations sanctions, it would take immediate action. According to a senator member of the United States military, the USS John McCain is ready to intercept the Kangnam, but has no plans to do so. At least 9 people have been reported killed in a serious collision incident between 2 metro trains in Washington, D.C., United States. The collision, which occurred on the Red Line between Fort Totten and Tacoma Park stations of the city's Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority during the early evening, 1700 local time, is also reported to have injured a number of other passengers. The cause of the collision incident is still unclear, although it has been suggested by some sources that a derailment or head-on collision may have led to the incident. Following the resignation of Speaker Michael Martin, which took effect on Monday, members of the House of Commons and lower house of the British Houses of Parliament yesterday elected John Bercow as the new Speaker of the House. After confirmation by unanimous acclamation, with no noes voiced, John Bercow became the Speaker-elect for the 157th Speaker of the House of Commons. The Florida newspaper, St. Petersburg Times, published investigative articles on Scientology on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, including exclusive interviews with former high-ranking executives within the organization. 4 former Scientology executives stated that they witnessed the Church of Scientology's leader, David Miscavige, physically strike staff members numerous times. The St. Petersburg Times reported Monday on the attention received by the investigative articles in other media. By Monday, the first article in the series had received over 3,600 digs at the social news website Dig and generated over 420 comments at the site. This has been a news brief from wikinews.org, the free news source, and has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license. Until next time, thank you for listening and good day.